system for next time. All right. Well, I'd like to call the meeting to order. Thank you, everybody, for coming to the specially convened meeting of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners. I'm Mike Hanson, the chairperson. We'll go around here in just a minute with and do some introductions so that we can know who's all here and get that recorded for the minutes. A few other announcements. We'll read through the agenda here in just a minute. But if anybody needs to use the restroom, go back the way you came from the elevator. Keep heading down the hallway. And once you go past the fire door, it's the first door on your right, I believe. So the metal frame doorway in the hall, go past that, but it's the first door on your right. There are copies of the Open Meeting Act here laying on the table in the room. If anybody would like to see that in both print and braille. We are doing something unique today that the Commission for the Blind has never done before, ever. We have one of our commissioners joining us via Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, or in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska via video conference. And I greatly appreciate Chad taking time out from a personal family activity today to join us. And depending how this works, and this is something that we might, within the rules of the Open Meeting Act, try to do again in the future. So it was kind of a juggling act to do it the first time, and like with a lot of things, once you've done it once, and it's not as bad doing it a second time. Mm-hmm. So.
Mike, would you? The microphone needs to be turned on.
Yep, I apologize.
Thank you.
There we go. All right, Kathy, can you let us know where this meeting happened to have been advertised for, I guess, our proof of publication?
The notice of the meeting was published in the Lincoln Journal Star, on the state government calendar, NCBBI website, NFB Newsline, and Radio Talking Book. The notice was also sent to ACBN, NFBN, and the NCBBI listserv.
And then, because we had a change of venue when we added the Scotts Bluff office, I know that the amended announcement didn't quite go out to quite all of those. I know it went out to the NFB ACB, it went out to the NCBBI listserv. Did it go out any other ways, an email?
It went out on the website.
Okay.
It went out to all staff. Yeah, the update was posted on the website.
Okay, great.
I also sent it to the presidents of ACBN and NFBN.
Okay, so we apologize for the last minute change of or adding of a venue on Thursday, but it allowed us to have Chad be able to join us. and then the other thing I wanted to make a quick announcement of was just our public comment time here that we're going to have right in just a few moments, and when it comes to that time, we will go ahead and take a list of the names of anybody who would like to speak. Once we've written down everybody's name, we'll let them get up and say a few words, make their comments one at a time, and when we get through the list, if we still have more time available in the public meet in the public comment period, we'll ask if there's anybody who else might have something to say. So with that, we'll go ahead and run around and do introductions real quick. Again, my name is Mike Hanson, the chairman of the board. I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska, and I represent the National Federation of the Blind.
Good morning, I'm Mark Bolger. I'm the American Council of Blind designee on this board, and I'm from Omaha.
We'll let Chad go real quick. Chad, go ahead.
Okay. Hang on, I bring the microphone around. Okay.
Okay, I'm Chad Bell, out here in Scotts Bluff, Nebraska, and I'll go ahead and let Angie introduce herself since she's here in the
I'm Angie Hoff, I'm the Rehabilitation Counselor here in the Scotts Bluff office. Thank you.
I'm Kathy Stevens from the Lincoln office.
Pearl Van Zandt, Director of Lincoln.
Bob Deaton, Deputy Director of Staff Development.
Carlos Servan, Deputy Director of Services.
Vicki Logan with the Nebraska State Personnel Office.
Christine Boone from Pickerel, Nebraska.
Jeff Altman, First Vice President, National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska.
Carol Jenkins, Supervisor, Nebraska Center for the Blind.
Sahar Husseini, Braille Instructor, Nebraska Center for the Blind.
Greg Johnson, I'm just a driver for my wife, Julie Johnson.
Julie Johnson from York.
Jim Urock, past commissioner, member of the American Council of Blind of Nebraska, representing John Q. Public.
Debbie Stanton, a driver for the Omaha Commission.
Kathy Brown, Voc Rehab Counselor out of Omaha.
And there's more chairs, but I'll bring these to you.
Shane Burrish from Lincoln.
I'm Amy Burrish, President of the National Federation of the Blind of Nebraska.
All right.
That's it, sir.
All right, well, thank you everybody for coming today to this special meeting. One more thing here before we go through the agenda. I think everybody knows the reason why we're meeting today. I want to take just a moment and thank Dr. Van Zandt for her, I'm estimating here, 20 years of service as executive director?
19. Executive director.
Okay. And so long, in fact, that she's been executive director longer than we've had a commission for the blind. We'll be meeting today to work through that process of trying to find somebody who can fill her shoes and serve us at least as well as she has done all these many years. I know there are so many great things that there's no way we would have accomplished them without her leadership over these years, and very appreciative of everything she's done for the commission. So I'd just like to give her a quick thank you and a round of applause. And with that, I'm going to hand the microphone over here to Mark, and we'll run through the agenda real quick.
Okay, the agenda for today is at 9 a.m., call to order. Welcome and introductions, announcements concerning public comment periods, meeting agendas, Open Meeting Act, proof of publication, recordings, other logistics. 9:10 a.m. we'll have public comment. 9:25, discuss/appoint an interim executive director. And 9:35, review/approve job description. 9:55 a.m., review/approve starting salary. 10:15, review/approve search timeline. 10:35, determine temporary wage increase for interim director. 10:55, discuss/act on focus topic for July 29th, quarterly board meeting. 11, receive a briefing on search committee code of conduct from Office of the State Personnel. 11:20, adjourn.
So Mark's reminding me that I am supposed to announce that the meeting is being recorded. So a recording of this will be available approximately a week from today on the commission website. Normally we approve minutes from our last meeting and so on, but but we're not doing that today. That will, our, the minutes from our last quarterly board meeting will be approved at our next quarterly board meeting, and then the minutes from this meeting would also be approved at the next quarterly board meeting. So that's why that doesn't appear on the agenda today. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and ask if there's anyone from the public that would like to seek the floor during the public comment period. I'll write your name down, and then we'll ask you to come up one at a time. No one?
No one.
It's too soon.
Well, the agenda was written the way it was because we had to keep to a time schedule.
Right.
And if you have questions about the topics that are, or comments about the topics that are coming forward, this was the time to give some input. Certainly, if the, I understand that if you have some input, you'd like to give some input to maybe some wording or phrasing, maybe in a job description or something like that, the commission, please email the commission board after the meeting, and we can, I'll be willing to hang around and talk afterwards, and we can write some things down. But we had some very difficult times trying to bring enough board members together today to at least elect or vote in an interim director that we had to keep to a certain time schedule.
Right.
Okay, so since there's no public comment, moving on to the next thing is discuss and appoint an interim executive director. Is there any discussion from the board on who or about this, or if a board member would like to make a motion
I'll make that motion, Mike.
Okay.
I'll move that we appoint Carlos Servan as the new interim director.
Okay. Carlos, would you be willing to serve as the interim director for the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired?
Yes, sir, I will.
All right.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Mark seconds the motion, and I'll take that as if there's no other motions from the board since Mark seconded it. And so I'll do a roll call vote. Mark, the roll call vote would be to appoint Carlos Servan as the interim executive director. Mark?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And I vote yes as well. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the job description. I'll go ahead and read what we have drafted so far, and I want to state something that Vicki Logan is here from the Office of State Personnel, and we'll be calling on her throughout the meeting possibly for her expertise with the state of Nebraska personnel hiring process. Making sure that we stay within rules and regulations and best practices. And the Office of State Personnel certainly has a lot more experience in hiring individuals than the Commission Board does in the exact process and how things go and wordings of things. So we did consult with the Office of State Personnel. Chad Bell was in town, and he and I went down and met with them at least a month ago. It was in mid-May, I believe, maybe late May, and talked about what the process might be like, and that is how we came up with the draft of the time frame that I'll run through here in a few minutes. But we also started to talk about the time frame, how things might work, what's possible and not possible as far as how we advertise things, what we ask of applicants. And then since then, they've been very helpful in pulling information together for maybe salary comparisons of other executive directors within the state of Nebraska, salary comparisons with comparable positions as far as the directors of state agencies for the blind in other states within the United States, helping us find, do some wording of a job description. And so the job description that I'm going to go ahead and read here was something that the commission board, one of the members of the commission board found. We found a great example of one from another state. We looked at it. There were some aspects of it that we did not feel were appropriate, although a lot of it was. And we altered it to meet our needs, asked the Office of State Personnel to review that, and they made some corrections and tweaked it a little bit. We'll go ahead and run through that here today. I'll find my copy and I'll read it. All right, the description just simply reads, the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired is accepting applications for the position of Executive Director. This position serves at the pleasure of and reports to the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired Board of Commissioners. Examples of work. The Executive Director is responsible for the management and direction of the Nebraska Commission for the Blind and Visually Impaired. As Executive Director, an individual will oversee the operations and programs of the commission, including leading the senior management team. I never think these sound grammatically correct, but leading the senior management team, they will establish and set priorities for the organization and represent the interests of the commission at the state and federal levels. They are responsible for executive oversight of the commission's budget and personnel, a state-of-the-art residential training center, vocational rehabilitation program, blindness independence OIB services, and business enterprise program. They will provide regular reports to the state and federal agencies and to the commission board. They will need to collaborate with other state agencies to develop cooperative initiatives, as well as key constituent groups to address needs and concerns. Qualifications and requirements. Requirements, a master's degree in public or business administration, vocational rehabilitation or related field, 5 years of managerial experience in vocational rehabilitation programs, or delivering program services within a workforce development agency. Knowledge of federal vocational rehabilitation laws, rules, and regulations, including but not limited to the Rehabilitation Act, Randolph-Shepard Act, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and the Americans with Disabilities Act. Hold a strong belief in hands-on training with high expectations, and the vocation and independence abilities of blind Nebraskans. There's a section here called knowledge and skills and abilities. Some of this is kind of repetitive. Knowledge of state and federal vocational rehabilitative laws, real rehabilitation laws, the ability to analyze data, to identify relevant facts for making proper decisions, understand and implement relevant laws and regulations, and portray professional demeanor when meeting with partners and making presentations. Plan and organize work, communicate effectively to a diverse group of people, follow instructions, interact with clients, employers, and the public to create presentations and manage multiple programs. That is the draft that had been assembled of the job description. Is there any questions, comments, discussion from the board about the content that's in there?
I think as a beginning document, I guess you could say, because I know that the State Office of Personnel is going to help us polish it up. I think that pretty much covers everything kind of in a nutshell. I mean, if we had Dr. Pearl write the job description that she does, yeah, it might be a 5-page document, but we can't do that in a job listing.
I would agree with that. I know when I sat down and I was starting to write out a job description, I was, you know, just starting to write out tasks, general tasks that we expect of our executive director. Obviously, you can't list out every single thing that they do because you would have a 10-20-page document. But, you know, this is our front person of the commission of the agency to represent us when dealing with the unicameral. You know, working with senators to make sure our needs are met as far like with the budget. You know, work with the governor's office. They also need to be a leader, obviously, within the organization. They need to be somebody who believes in the abilities of blind Nebraskans. We have some definite philosophies within our organization. This person needs to be someone who's going to be able to steer the ship and continue on the voyage that we already have. You know, continue those philosophies, build on them more. And I think that's what we were trying to generally state with some of these abilities. Obviously, finding that right person is going to come when we look at the applicants and be able to interview them and start to ask them some questions to really get a feel for how what type of a candidate they are.
Well, as I look at this document, the purpose is to have a document that we can use to identify candidates that are qualified to serve in the position as an executive director, and I think we've accomplished that. For those that maybe have been on other boards, I think this document was kind of compiled with the people that had to steer the hiring process. So I don't think it would have been much different than any other board's efforts. It was just something that needed to be done in a timely manner, and I'm satisfied with it.
All right.
We need to make a motion to approve it then.
I guess to be thorough, I guess we could. I would hate to make a motion to approve it and lock it exactly like this. I'd like to
approve it as a living document.
Yeah, approve it that it's written well the way it is. But if as we move forward in the next week or so to have this go public, that if we find a correction here or there, that we're not going to have to reconvene to change that, so that myself or the Office of State Personnel can make a correction as we see fit as we go ahead and get this posted. So I would entertain a motion if one of the board members would so choose to make one.
I'll go ahead.
I'd like a motion, a motion to accept the job description as read and prepared with the understanding that it may evolve as needed at the board's discretion.
I'll second that.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded. Do a roll call vote, Mark?
Yes.
Chad?
Yes.
And I say yes as well. All right. One area of discussion